Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week I was driving our combine back and forth, harvesting 8 rows and watching that golden grain flow into the hopper. What fun! It was especially fun to read the monitor, 230 bushels per acre, back and forth, augering the grain into the big grain wagon, never stopping. We're grateful for having an excellent crop. Appreciating the abundance of quality food here in the United States brings to mind the hungry and starving in many other nations around the globe. In 1979, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization created World Food Day to draw attention to the hungry of the world. And this week, celebrating World Food Day and the efforts of those organizations helping to feed the hungry. A special compliment to the World Food Program that leads the way, feeding millions of the underfed. There's plenty of food in the world. It doesn't always get to those who need it. We still have no trouble producing the abundance needed if farmers globally adopt new technology that we use here on our farms in this country. I look at my corn plants, healthy, an ear on every stalk, consistent population, standing like trees, beautiful. Well, how did this happen? The American farmer has led the world in adopting new technology to increase yield. When I was a boy, we didn't have chemicals to kill the weeds. The corn was weedy. The rootworms damaged the roots, cutting back yield potential. Corn borers drilled holes in the stalks. Some stalks fell down and some ears fell to the ground. And then along came chemicals to help control the rootworms and corn borers and the weeds. And that made a big difference. But today, the corn that we've been harvesting is even better, a lot better. Through genetic engineering, we don't have to use chemicals to control the pests. Our genetically engineered plants reject those rootworms and corn borers. The only way to get optimum production is to protect the plants from yield robbers so they can produce at full potential. We do this today using far less chemicals than we used to and far less than Europeans, where they still won't accept genetic engineering. How else can we feed the world? How else can we help to fuel the world if we are not progressive in our farming techniques? Thanks to John Deere and Monsanto for leading the way. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.